My guest at this time is Michigan Republican Congresswoman Candace Miller. She represents the Great Lakes State's 10th Congressional District. She is a member of the House Homeland Security Committee and chairwoman of the Homeland Security Subcommittee on Border and Maritime Security. We want to get her thoughts on a recent hearing that she chaired about just how well the government understands the effectiveness of its current border security procedures. There was some major confusion and quite a bit of surprising confusion, actually, at that hearing. And the Congresswoman says it's very important to understand just how effective our border security is before we can move forward on comprehensive immigration reform. And Congresswoman Miller, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Greg. Delighted to join with you today.
Basically, the premise here is that the Obama administration decided that the previous method for determining the effectiveness of border security was archaic. And so it came up with something called the Border Condition Index that it said would be a far better measure of border security. But when it came time for this hearing a couple weeks ago, you got quite a bit of a surprise. What happened?
Well, just as you say, Secretary Napolitano, Janet Napolitano, who is the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, about 2 years ago told us that we should stop using the term, because they were going to stop using the term, operational control. She said that that term was archaic, and that term and the whole notion about operational control was not really representative of border security and the progress along the border of securing our borders. And so they said they were going to develop this new measure called the BCI, the Border Condition Index. And we just had a hearing on my subcommittee on March the 20th. And we were sort of anticipating, Greg, that we would be hearing how the BCI was about to be implemented and the construct of it and the components, et cetera. Instead of that, we were told under testimony by Mark Borkowski, who is with the Customs and Border Protection, that they weren't going to be able to tell us much about that because they didn't think that that would be very effective either. And so they weren't going to be able to use that. So as you might imagine, both Republicans and Democrats, I will tell you, were almost stunned by his testimony. Here we are waiting for this thing. And now they're saying that they are not going to be able to use that. And you know, here's the crux of all of this. We have to be able to measure, to have some degree of accountability, of a measurement matrix of some type, to be able to really understand the percentage of operational control at our borders, you know, all the different components that the Department of Homeland Security uses that have a nexus with the border, and, you know, whether we're having success or failure or whether we're making progress or not, quite frankly.
Do we have any idea then how effective we are, or is it just a guess at this point?
Well, the best guesstimate, I guess you could say, came from the Governmental Accounting Office, the GAO, gave us a report 2 years ago. This is where we went from operational control to this BCI, because the report said that the operational control at the southwest border was in the 40 percentile. I think it was 44% at that time. The northern border, by the way, I know no one even thinks about the northern border, but we do have more than one border. The northern border had in the single-digit numerals of, you know, about 4% or something of operational control. But we have also had testimony in my subcommittee, for instance, Mike Fisher, who's the chief of the Office of Border Patrol, CBP, Customs and Border Protection, have told us that if they could get, because I just said, you know, Chief, how do you define border security? How do you measure success? Here we are, the politicians telling you what you ought to do. You're out there. What do you think? And he basically said if we could get to 90%, he'd feel pretty good. And then I have to say, if you could get to 90%, I think we would, the American people would feel a high degree of comfort or confidence that we have our borders pretty well secured.
So now that it appears that this BCI metric has fizzled, are you comfortable going back to the old definition under operational control, or do you think that is a little bit outdated, as the Secretary previously suggested?
Well, I do think that it is difficult to say, look, you know, we're just, because you have a lot of different kinds of components to measure border security. So I'm trying to keep an open mind about what kind of measurement system they want to use. And, you know, sometimes you will adequately secure a section of border. And then, you know, 6 months could go by, and maybe it's not at the same level of security as it was the 6 months previous. So, because it's not static. It's a dynamic thing that's happening there. And you have layers of security. So whether that is fencing, we now have over 700 miles of fencing at strategically placed, whether that's boots on the ground with manpower, whether that is utilizing new technologies and existing technologies. For instance, all the unmanned aerial vehicles, we have these drones now flying over the border, which have had very good success of being able to identify illegals coming across or drug movement or what have you. So there's a number of those kinds of things that need to be a part of the construct of how you measure border security. But I will also tell you, Greg, right now where we actually have probably for the first time in many, many years, a potential of having comprehensive immigration reform coming through the Congress, whether that comes out of the Senate or the House, a part of that, I am certain, will be whether or not we can, again, feel confident, comfortable as Americans that we are either have the border are secure or we are well on our way to securing that border. And I told the Department of Homeland Security, if this is their answer, you can look at the administration through this Department of Homeland Security as a huge stumbling block to passage of comprehensive immigration reform.
You brought up a couple of very important points there. I just want to briefly follow up on, Congresswoman. First of all, in terms of the resources that have been deployed, the drones, the boots on the ground, virtual fence to some extent, literal fence in some cases, more money and so forth, the president has made the case on a number of occasions that he's basically devoted all the resources that folks have asked for along the border, and therefore that's essentially taken care of, and now we can move on to the comprehensive approach. It sounds like you and some others are not so sure that just because those have been deployed that the problem's been solved.
Well, you know, you have Secretary Napolitano, who has said that the border is more secure than ever. I guess my question is, based on what? Well, I mean, how do you make a statement like that? And I think that she makes a statement like that by basically looking at the number of people who are apprehended along the border. And I would say that just, you know, looking at the number of various individuals that they're apprehending along the border is not an indicator of border security. It really is sort of a poor proxy, I think, for border security, because they really only demonstrate that the Border Patrol is catching a certain number of people. And it certainly doesn't tell you how many individuals cross the border undetected. But, you know, you have that is a component of it. I'm not saying dismiss it completely. Of course you need to know how many people you're apprehending, et cetera. That is a component of it. But there has to be something that we can all agree to as a way of, as I say, an actual matrix that you filter all this information, the data, or whether it's apprehensions, various kinds of things that are going on along the border, to have a good indicator of whether or not you're really securing the border. Because you have, that's why I say it's sort of a dynamic kind of a thing that's happening along the border, because you have different domains there, three principal different domains really along the border. You have the dedicated ports of entry, in other words, like the bridges, right, the actual ports of entry, the bridge crossings from Mexico into America or Canada into America. Then you have the land or waterways, whatever it is, between those ports of entry. And, you know, in a maritime environment, they're really radically different. So it is a difficult equation, I guess you could say. And but that being said, there isn't anybody else to ask. I'm sorry it's difficult, but that's their job. It's not like we can go to another agency and say, what do you guys think? You know, the Department of Homeland Security is missioned and tasked with this, and they must come up with a way to the Congress, I believe. Otherwise, if they're not able to really have something that is representative of security progress along the border, they could be the big stumbling block for this comprehensive immigration reform, and that would be too bad, I believe, because I do think the country is ready to engage in this debate, and the Congress certainly is. I mean, I think you're going to be hearing from the Gang of Eight, as they call themselves, from the Senate. And in the House, we have a similar group who is also going to be advancing their proposals. This is bipartisan groups in both the House and the Senate, and they've really been working on these things for months. But I know, at least in the House, because I know some of the fellows in the House that are on that, they are looking at how we're going to be measuring border security.
And so given your concern on this, do you believe that there's enough members in the House and possibly the Senate as well, that even though there is this major impetus for comprehensive reform, that once what you've learned has become more commonly known up on Capitol Hill, there really is no way to accurately gauge border security effectiveness right now, that that will be enough to stop this in its tracks, or at least pause it until a better metric is done? Or do you think there's so much impetus right now that that might not deter this at this time?
I think there's an awful lot of impetus. There's a lot of forward momentum, and there will be once these various proposals come both out of the Senate and the House shortly. And I do think that the scene is been laid out there, that you really can have something actually pass the House and the Senate, signed into law by the president this year, perhaps. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, sometimes in politics something happens and the stars line up and people are ready to move on a particular issue. But I'm telling you, there is huge, at least I'll tell you in my mind, and I believe many others, there will be huge consternation for that kind of those kinds of proposals if we just have a complete void of having any type of way of measuring security, as I say, the security progress along the border, whether they want to use the BCI or not use it, or operational control or what have you. You know, how do you measure border security? And I think it's just, as I say, there has to be some accountability for how we are doing there. And, you know, part of that strategy for all of this has to be a measurement system that makes sense, and not just, you know, the ad hoc application of resources. If we talked about all of these various resources here, I think as we really get into this debate about comprehensive immigration reform, a lot of the conversation will sort of rotate from, because right now we're fixated on throwing more resources at the problem. I think the conversation now will rotate a bit to focusing on outcome. And, you know, really, how effective are we at keeping bad things and bad people out of the country?
Congresswoman, thank you very, very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
Michigan Republican Congresswoman Candace Miller represents her state's 10th congressional district. She chairs the Homeland Security Subcommittee on Border and Maritime Security in the House of Representatives. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.